He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Wednesday morning live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. Well, look, at least it's not a triple-digit up or down day today. We've had 20 of those in the last 24 sessions. The day is not over yet, however. As of now, the Dow is down 8 points. That is, that's minuscule as it relates to a percentage. 0.05%. We're at 16,322 on the Dow. As we pretty much, I think it's fair to say, we continue in this correction, September correction, much like the correction that we had a year ago. The S&P 500 is in the green now. It's positive by 1.5 points at 1944. Moving ahead in time here, the NASDAQ is up 7 points right now. The NASDAQ faring best of all, not only this year, but today. The NASDAQ is at 4,763. Crude oil. Hey, market takes its cue from crude oil. It's been almost an exact correlation here for the last several weeks. Crude oil up 0.6% today. Crude oil's at $46.64, and the market's up. Gold is also up 0.6% today. Gold is at $1,131 per ounce. The euro is currently at 1.117, and the 10-year yield bumping up a little bit here today. The 10-year yield is at 2.15%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. Well, they like to give statistics out, whether at the baseball game or on CNBC. In the last 20 out of 24 sessions on Wall Street have been triple digit one way or the other. We call that volatility. We call that beta as it relates to volume and volatility. So if your nerves seem to be a little bit frayed here over the last 24 sessions, join the crowd. 20 sessions out of 24, triple digit. And so far today, we've got very little movement one way or another on the market. So at least you can welcome a day so far with very slight volatility. We'll see, however. We've got a long ways to go between now and the closing bell. And what's causing all of the volatility? You know, the vast majority of it seems to be coming out of China. I hear day after day after day that disappointing data out of China continues to weigh heavily, and global worries about global growth is the other reason for volatility here recently. And the third one would be questions about the Fed. Will they raise rates? Will they not raise rates? Now, do any of these three, okay, slowness out of China. We've talked about this before. China's about 5% or less of our GDP. There's a heck of a lot of companies in the S&P 500 that don't sell anything to China, and there's some that do, obviously. But in the end, it will show up one way or the other as an impact, positive impact or a negative impact to earnings of these companies that make up the S&P 500. And so far, as China's been slowing, we've seen a minor impact, just a minor, almost immeasurable impact to S&P 500 earnings estimates. The bigger impact on S&P 500 earnings estimates have come from the oil patch, I think. Taking the cue from oil prices right now is probably a bigger factor. Yeah, oh, you got to think about China and you got to think about the rest of the world and the global economy. But the fact of the matter is that the U.S. markets have been continuing higher and our growth has been continuing at about a 2 to 3% clip despite the slowness in the global economy. And this isn't a new phenomenon, this slowing down of the global economy. The emerging markets have been submerging for quite some time now. But those are the factors right now. To me, the biggest impact on the bottom line of S&P 500 earnings is coming from oil prices. That's one of the keys, I believe, to watching those earnings going forward. And of course, I'm updating those earnings estimates every single weekend in my newsletter. I'm applying my multiple and my target price for the S&P 500. It's subject to change on a daily basis. And at the end of the week, I publish where I'm at right now. I have made no changes for the last several weeks now to my target prices for the S&P 500 over the next 6 to 12 months, call it. And I remain one of the bullish investment advisors out there. Well, we have the Pope in town. He's already addressed this morning alongside of President Obama. I watched those two addresses, and that's kicks off his stay, and he'll be talking and speaking, and he'll be addressing the Congress tomorrow. And so far, his two main messages are climate change, number one, immigration, number two, and social justice for all, number three. We'll see how that all plays out in coming weeks, months, and years ahead. Hillary finally comes out on the Keystone Pipeline. She's against it, which shouldn't surprise anybody. She also rattled her sabers yesterday once again at the drug stocks. And if anything, I thought she went kind of light on them. And I'm seeing a rebound today in said drug stocks, pharmaceuticals, biotechs. I think there was a little bit more worry about the heavy-handedness that would come down against the drug stocks that actually she presented and put forth in her plans yesterday. Meanwhile, another drug stock popping today, one that I recently owned here, and I sold it when it dropped below my line in the sand. Well, you know, it cuts both ways. That's how that works. HRTX, Huron Therapeutics, nice jump here today, up about 25% on good results from their post-operative pain from toe surgery. Now, I wonder how big of a market that is, but I guess it's pretty painful to have your big toe operated on. I can remember one time my father and I were getting ready to go to a prize fight in San Diego. It was Muhammad Ali versus Ken Norton. And at the time in high school, I was on the track team. And for whatever reasons, I had about a 10-pound shot put in my room as I was getting ready. And it was on the upper shelf, and I was getting ready to go to the fight. Said shot put rolled off the shelf, landed right on my big toe. And, you know, it was several days of quite a bit of pain there. So maybe this drug, at least there's hope for people with the pain that comes after toe surgery. Facebook's property Instagram hits 400 million users. Isn't that bigger than the population of the United States? They've added 100 million in the last 9 months. You know, I continue to own Facebook in my conservative growth accounts because it is a large cap. It's a mega cap. Can you imagine? Facebook is a $262 billion company invented in a dorm room, right? Providing social networking platform. 400 million users of Instagram. You'd think there'd be a way that they can make that profitable and make some money with all those eyeballs using Instagram every single day. Well, anyways, we'll go through the database today, and I'll try to select a couple that are showing the most promise right now. The best examples I can find of stocks in the marketplace that exhibit those highly sought-after traits of performance, relative strength, and still representing decent valuation. And a good, healthy stock chart. We need to throw that in, too. And that makes for an interesting mix as far as I'm concerned. Those are the requirements that I have for companies to become best stocks now. And my database, my Best Stocks Now database, scours the market every day about 3 o'clock West Coast time. And by about 4 o'clock, it comes back to me with the new rankings, with the new grades. And I tweet out anything that has moved up into buy territory the day before the market opens. Last night, I tweeted out about 4 or 5 potential candidates to have a look at. They all moved from hold or weak buy into buy territory yesterday. Well, let's talk about some of them when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNowApp is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio. I'm sad to hear about the passing of Yogi Berra. I've been a big baseball fan all my life. We had an announcer here in San Diego, Jerry Coleman, who played for the Yankees for many years, and he was Yogi Berra's roommate for many years. And he had the funniest stories to tell about the Yogi, who used to say, "It ain't over till it's over," but for poor Yogi, it's finally over. You know, my now that I have a new grandchild, I'm learning all kinds of things. How baby accessories have changed since my Joe. I think my youngest is now like 24 years old or something like that. We used to have these swings, a pendulum, and you would wind that thing up and boom, boom, it would swing back and forth. Now I see a picture of my grandchild sitting in kind of like a little a conical type of, it almost looks like a little spaceship, and you can select the ride that they're going to get. Car ride, a swing, whatever. And this thing, mechanical, like a robot, rocks the baby in whatever kind of motion you want. And boy, does she love it. She tried it out for the first time yesterday, my little granddaughter. You should have seen her legs kicking and her eyes light up. I told her mother that, "Can I have a ride in that thing? That looks fun." And it has all these different programs, computer programs, which you can select. And I'm wondering if they can program in Grandpa's boat. That would be a good one. Up and down as we plow ahead in search of yellowfin tuna. Well, we'll try to see if we can plug that one in there. Let's talk about a best stock now instead. All right. We're going to go to Charlotte, North Carolina. You know, I got to believe that this company somehow has some kind of relationship with Bank of America. Isn't that where Bank of America is headquartered? Yeah. So just down the street, I don't know how far away. Of course, Bank of America is a $164 billion company, which I have no interest in owning at the current time. But the other one popped up on my buy list last night. In fact, here's the stocks that popped up last night. Now, this doesn't mean yet. Look, I do not believe in robotic systems, obviously, except for swings for little children to keep them happy so mom can have a break. I like to research these stocks. These are buy ideas to further do research on. And it's pretty valuable to me, a database that's unwieldy, 4,200 right now, and we're adding more every day. But for the app to narrow it down to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 last night that showed up on my radar screen. You know, when we go out fishing, we all have radar because sometimes we're traveling at night. Sometimes the fog comes up. Sometimes the visibility's not that good. And we depend on our radar to see what's in front of us, what's to the side of us, what's behind us. That's pretty important as I watch a Navy battleship, warship, moving through the harbor right now. You really don't want to encounter one of those guys at 2 a.m. in the morning while you're going out tuna fishing. So you have radar. Well, my radar went through the market yesterday at around 4 p.m. and it came back with seven stocks. And here they are: Lending Tree, Domino's Pizza, Heartland Systems, Payment Systems, CVI, which I believe is Synovus Energy. No, CVI is CVR Energy. ADUS, which is Adis Home Care, which is hitting new highs right now. United Healthcare, that's a good name there. UNH. And the last one is Sway. That is a REIT, Starwood Waypoint Residential. So I went through those stocks this morning. And the one that interests me most, in fact, I've come this close to buying it recently. Maybe this puts me over the top. What it did was it moved from, you know, like a B-plus status in its overall grade to a buy status, A-minus. That's a buy. Anything A-minus or better in my system is a buy. So this is a new one showing up on the buy ledger. Lending Tree, symbol T-R-E-E, out of Charlotte, North Carolina. They provide online lending services through LendingTree.com. In fact, we had a recent experience with LendingTree. You can put out your situation if you're looking for a home loan, and someone will call you and say, you know, we think that we can offer you the best deal. Well, I'm a shopper. I'm looking for the best deal. And we had a couple people respond and did some research for us and gave us some bids and some options on ways we could go with the home loan. And LendingTree is a very fast-growing company. Very fast-growing company. In fact, it's back from the abyss. Do you remember the financial crisis that centered around lenders and home builders and countrywide and things like this? Well, LendingTree was part of that. They almost went belly up in 2008 when the stock went to under $1 per share. Well, now the stock is at $116 per share. That's quite a comeback, isn't it? Market cap is $1.34 billion. It is a small cap stock. This means there's more risk in these types of companies. It's just moved, in fact, across the line from being a micro cap to a small cap. But here's what I like. Here's one thing that stands out to me. This is in no way a recommendation. This is just an example of how I process through my brain the numbers and the picture and everything. A stock, an idea. This is an idea that was given to me by my app yesterday along with six others. And as I process, this is the process and the filters that I put it through. I noticed that their earnings have been negative up until 2012 when all of a sudden they went positive. And they've been growing ever since. They've gone from $1.32 to $1.59 to $1.92, they're expecting $2.46 this next year. That would be 28% growth in earnings. And the stock, obviously, has been a sensational performer along this comeback trail. Over the last 5 years, Little LendingTree has delivered 77% per year to investors, while the market's delivered 11%. Isn't that sevenfold better than what the market's been doing? Wow. And obviously there's no guarantee that they'll continue to do that in the future. In fact, I would be shocked if they continued to do that in the future. But they've had a heck of a run here over the last 5 years. Over the last 3 years, it's averaged 100% per year. The market's averaged 10. And over the last 12 months, this is one of the biggest winners in the entire market. LendingTree is up 265% while the market's down 3. This isn't the first time that LendingTree has shown up in my buy system, my Best Stocks Now app. It's pulled back recently. Now it's starting to break out again. It's currently ranked number 69 out of 4,132. This is not a stock that I currently own, but it's one that I'm having a look at. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer, mega big box warehouse brokerage firm and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNowApp is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com. Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, so far we've talked a little bit about the Pope's visit and his speech this morning, kind of the kickoff, the introduction, him along with President Obama speaking. And it's obvious that the three major subjects that will come up during this visit are climate change or air pollution, social justice, and immigration. So we'll see what comes of all of this. We've had 20 triple digit moves in the last 24 sessions so far. Today's quiet. It's all quiet on the Western front out here in San Diego. Hillary opposes the Keystone Pipeline and the price gouging by drug companies. We have Nomura upgrading CCL Carnival Cruise Lines, you know, I like two cruise lines right now. I like Norwegian. I like their buffets. No, I like the valuation. And I like the stock chart, and I like the performance of it. And I also like Royal Caribbean right now, RCL. Gosh, it's got to help when they fill up the gas tank. They pull into the gas station in Fort Lauderdale and say, fill her up. And then they give the captain the bill, and he's got to pull out his credit card for filling up that behemoth thing with gasoline. It's got to be a lot less bill, a lot less to fill up a ocean liner. Now, I haven't filled up. I filled up my little bay liner, which isn't an ocean liner. You know, it holds 150 gallons of gas. That hurts bad enough to get the bill on that one, let alone filling up an ocean liner. Anyways, Facebook talked about Instagram. 400 million people now. I get Instagrams from time to time. Talked a little bit about the little space capsules now. That's what that looks like. My little granddaughter sitting in a little capsule, buckled in. And you can pick the program you want. Lullaby, rockabye, swing set, car, dad, grandpa's boat, whatever you want. Rock the little baby to sleep. Disappointing data out of China again last night. Does that come as any surprise? Do we ever get any good news on China's economy? Gosh, I wish they would just quit giving us the news. Let's focus on our economy. Yogi Berra, goodbye to Yogi. Quite a character, quite the character. Now we're going to take a look at another company. We took a look at LendingTree, one that very much interests me. You know, I like this building sector right now. I like the home builders. I like the remodeling stocks. You know, everybody's going with cement siding these days. Did you know that? My wife's been watching this remodeling channel for the last 3 or 4 months. The Property Brothers flip this house. And everybody's doing the same thing. You know, they're the first thing they do is they knock out walls. They leave in just enough walls to hold the house up, which I keep telling her, honey, you might want to knock that wall out because the roof might fall down on us during the night. But that's the first thing they do. They go down and they want an open floor plan. Everybody wants an open floor plan. Now, you know what the remodeling industry will do about 5 years from now. All these shows will switch, and it'll be dividing up your house into rooms to give everybody privacy, and we'll have to add walls back. The second thing they do is they put in wood floors. Does anybody have carpet anymore? And I'm just waiting for one of these shows to come along and say, let's tear up all the wood floors and put in yellow and green shag carpet like I grew up with. I don't know if that's going to happen or not. Anyways, I kind of do like that LendingTree stock right now. And there's actually a company that makes cement siding, which a lot of these houses, it looks just like wood. I mean, anybody who's tried to keep up a wood house, wood siding, we have some homes in Point Loma that are like architect's dreams, and they're that natural wood. It looks beautiful for about a month. Until it gets real hot and sunny or it rains. And in about a year, it turns gray and it looks ugly. Anyways, a lot of them are going with cement siding. I actually own a little stock in my trading account that I have some fun with. What's the name of that stock? I'll think of it here in a minute. They actually make this cement siding, which is flying off the shelves these days. But I'm not going to talk about that one. Instead, I'm going to talk about a competitor to a company that we featured yesterday. Yesterday, I talked about AutoZone. AutoZone produced very good results. I said, look, these auto parts stores are like the healthcare industry to the automobile industry. When your car gets sick, you've got to go to AutoZone, or you've got to go to Advanced Auto Parts, which is headquartered in Roanoke, Virginia. That's the headquarters of auto parts stores. They operate 5,261 retail auto parts stores in 45 states, Puerto Rico, Canada, and don't forget the Virgin Islands. You know what? This has been an industry that over the last 10 years has been growing at a rate of about 15% per year. And in fact, when I did my book, Best Stocks Now, back in 2011, one of the stocks I identified was AutoZone. Do I have a book? Let's see how AutoZone has done since then. I know it's at least double, maybe more than that. Let's see. On page number, I featured 53 stocks. AutoZone was on page number 48. At the time, it was $252 per share. Today, AutoZone is $729 per share. You know, I need to give myself more credit. It's almost a triple. I found it back on February 22nd, 2011, when it was $252 a share. Now it's $729 per share. It was in my book, Best Stocks Now, which is still available out there on Amazon. Another stock in the book, we'll get to Advanced Auto Parts here in a minute. Priceline was $458 at the time. Today, Priceline is $1,291. All right, there's a couple of examples from the Best Stocks Now book. Well, what do you like today, Gunderson? Well, I like AAP, which is Advanced Auto Parts. I think it still has plenty of upside potential, and here's the reason why. First, we look at the performance. This is a large cap company now. The smaller part of the large cap arena, it's a $13 billion market cap company. You know, the stock last year was up 53%, or 44%. The year before that, it was up 53%. And so far this year, it's up 10%. No wonder I like Advanced Auto Parts. It's also outperformed the market by a long shot over the last 1 year, over the last 3 years, over the last 5 years, and over the last 10 years. Performance grade A-, one of the top performing stocks in the entire market. All right, let's do a valuation together on Advanced Auto Parts, and let's see if we can still make a case for it from a valuation point of view, because we certainly can call it one of the top performing stocks of the decade. Well, Advanced Auto Parts is expected to make $9.82 in earnings next year. Let's just update that, make sure that's the latest number. Nope, it's down 2 cents. Okay, $9.80 in earnings next year. Okay, and it's expected to grow over the next 5 years at 13.5% per year. That's the consensus analyst 5-year growth rate. That's down from the previous 5 years. The previous 5 years, the company has grown their earnings by 16%, but they're expected to grow by 13.5% going forward. All right, now we take a look at the $9.80 growing at 13.5% per year over the next 5 years. That brings us to about $16 per share in earnings potential 5 years from now if this same track that they're on continues, and if the analysts and if the data and if the information that the company is giving to the analysts pans out, and if the company can do their part, they have the potential to be making $16 per share 5 years from now. Well, as we look at the long-term average multiple that Advanced Auto Parts has traded at, it's been about 18 to 20, somewhere in there. If we go to the lower end of the range, we get about a $300 target price. If we go to the upper end of the multiple range, we get a $320 target price. AAP is currently trading at $175, so even if we're conservative or if we go liberal on that multiple, we still get a target price that's quite a bit higher than where Advanced Auto Parts currently is at. Now, in my formula, which weighs performance, A minus, which weighs valuation, which is decent, not great right now, but decent, and which weighs a stock chart, which is still in a nice, healthy uptrend, Advanced Auto Parts comes in at number 181 out of 4,100, and it's a stock that I currently own at Gunderson Capital Management. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer, mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, just to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Appleley. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNowApp is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. You know, in this final segment, I want to talk just a little bit about those pictures that are drawn every day by stocks. You know, over the years, charting of the market has really changed. I mean, Peter Lynch talked about the days, or no, actually it was William O'Neill. He talked about the days when he would walk in and see guys hand plotting every day the close of a stock and plotting it on their little graph paper and connecting the dots and creating a chart, which they had to do by hand not that long ago. Look at how technology has changed things. Then I can remember in my early days in the business having the daily graphs delivered to my driveway every Saturday morning. There was one book, a green book for the NASDAQ, and it was about, maybe about an inch and a half thick, and you could go through it in alphabetical order and thumb through the charts of the stocks, the significant stocks that made up the NASDAQ. There was a blue book for the New York Stock Exchange and, I believe, the Amex. A lot of pages to look at over the weekend, and you could flag those charts that looked the most interesting. They were one-year charts. So that's kind of what I cut my teeth on, was one-year charts. That's what I still use today. Then along came a system that I converted to called AIQ. AIQ was artificial intelligence, that every day you would go out and get that last closing price after the close of the market. You would add one more dot to your chart, and you could flip through those charts. You could also organize them by sectors in the market, which was very important. I mean, first you could do a top-down. You could begin with the market. Here's the chart of the market. Then you could go the next level down, which would be the sectors. Here's the chart of the sectors. And then when you found a sector that you liked, and AIQ is still around, let's just say you landed on the consumer discretionary sector, then you could break that down and go even further down the line into the stocks that made up the consumer discretionary sector. And then you could go back the other way. You could find an individual stock. You could go up and look at the sector it was in, what the chart looks like. Then you could go up and look what the market was in or the index that it was in. And then along came online charting, telecharts, telescan. I mean, just one thing right after another. And now charts are pretty much just a commodity. You can see them on MSN for free. You can see them on Yahoo for free. You can look at a five-minute chart. You can look at a three-day chart. You can look at a three-month chart, a one-year chart. You can look at a five-year chart. Or you can look at a from-inception chart. I continue to use one-year charts. Today, I subscribe to the online version of Daily Graphs, which is called MarketSmith. It's not cheap, but the thing I like about it is everything is there that I want to know about the stock, and I can flip through them very, very quickly. It tells me the average daily volume. It shows me the volume at the bottom, so I can see when volume is building on a stock. It gives me the relative strength number on a scale of 1 to 99. We just used the example of Advanced Auto Parts. It currently has a relative strength of 91. That's still a very good, healthy stock. And I can see that this one-year stock chart, which also I put in 50-day moving average, 20-day, and 200-day. Those are my bread and butter. Those are the three. And when there's crossovers of any one of those, that becomes significant. And I can also draw on the chart. I can draw my own trend lines. I can put in resistance. I can put in support. I can put in notes. I can put in my target price. All of this very, very useful information. And then I can sort my charts. I can have all my indexes over here and all my asset classes over here and all my individual stocks over here and all my mutual funds over here. Someone wrote to me a few weeks ago, Gunderson, you should use technical analysis in your analysis. Are you kidding me? I mean, I've been looking at charts since I, you know, got into the business 20 years ago. And before that, I looked at charts for at least 10 years. as I subscribe to AIQ and different things. I think charts are very important. And now there would be those that would scoff and say, you know, I'm sure Warren Buffett never looks at a chart. And some of these value investors, they never look at a chart. They're going to buy a stock when it's cheap and they're going to hold it forever. What the heck good does a chart do? Well, I couldn't buy a stock without looking at a chart. Nor could I own a stock without looking at a chart every single day on that stock. And what am I looking for? Trends. I'm looking for the maintaining of a healthy trend, number one. That tells me whether or not to hold, buy, or sell. If I'm looking at a candidate, like I just mentioned, LendingTree is a top candidate right now. I like that chart. That's an excellent chart. And it looks to me like it's breaking out and wants to go higher here. That's a very viable chart to me. And I'm also looking for breakdowns. You know, I saw a stock earlier this week that I already didn't like the direction of their earnings reports and their earnings forecast. And I saw it break down below my support level where I had a line drawn in the sand. That's another thing I do with the charts. I draw my line in the sand. And I kind of have a guideline, a percentage guideline in my head, but I also look at where the support levels are and I draw those lines. And I watch those moving averages. Are they above those moving averages? Are they below them? And that takes up a good part of my day. But it also keeps me connected to the market, knowing where the strong areas of the market are, where the fish are biting. I also can tell you that the energy stocks continue to hit new lows. So looking at charts to me is a very, very valuable part. If you're going to be serious about this business, I had a friend that was an excellent golfer. He won the amateur championships here in San Diego. When we had a beach party, the guy would bring a sand wedge and he'd be practicing his shots. That was his thing. And I'd be looking at stock charts. All right. So if you want to be really good at whatever your thing is, you're going to have to spend some time doing it. Everybody wants an automatic system that tells them when to buy and sell. You know what? When you find one, let me know so I can do a little bit more fishing. You know, got some new grandkids want to visit. I still manually go through hundreds of charts a day. And I'm going to continue to do that because it will be one of the major clues that tells me that the bear is around the next corner. Right now, I don't see it. You can contact us at 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.